Welcome to Women in the Middle Entrepreneurs, the podcast that gives you an unfiltered behind-the-scenes look at what it's really like being a woman in the middle who's over 50 and following her entrepreneurial dreams. Grab a superhero cape, girlfriend, because you deserve one. I'm your host, Master Certified Life Coach and Midlife Mentor, Susie Rosenstein, and I am excited to inspire you with interviews that feature all of this midlife amazingness. Let's go. Hey there, welcome back to the show. We have another really exciting interview ahead of us about owning a TV network with massive distribution on Roku, Amazon Fire, Apple TV, and Comcast Cable regionally. Today, you're going to be meeting Zandra Evans, a woman in the middle entrepreneur who teaches business entrepreneurs how to become a TV producer and create multiple additional revenue streams on TV. I have to say, when I saw Zandra's application to come in to be on the show, I flipped because I'm like, okay, I don't know anything about this. This sounds pretty good. Welcome to the show, Zandra. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Susie, for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Ooh, me too. Okay, so I know we're going to have a great conversation. You are a professional. We're going to be talking about midlife entrepreneur story, yours. Like, how did it all happen? We're going to be talking about your business and what's going really well, and also what midlife issues might be getting in your way to some extent and might be challenging for you in your life as well as being a business owner. So let's get started with that way. How I really love to start these interviews. How old are you? How long have you been an entrepreneur? And you know what? What was your story and what it is that you do? So please take it away.
Well, I'm proud to say that I am 64 years old and that I've been an entrepreneur for 7 years. But I'm a corporate vet. So let me give a little bit of the backstory, because I think there may be people that's watching this that would need to know. I didn't start out saying I wanted to own a TV network. I have been in corporate America for 40 years. And so after 40 years, I had never lost a job. I had never been laid off from a job. And I got laid off after 40 years. And the thing that I want to impress upon everybody is that I had an exit strategy. You should have one. If you don't already have one, develop an exit strategy in good times when you're making that six-figure income. And that's what I had done. But it was not to be on TV. That was not what I thought I'd be doing. I'm a certified coach. I'm a motivational, inspirational speaker. And I thought I'd write a couple of best-selling books. And I did that. And I wanted to coach women on how to really not just get a seat at the boardroom table, but how do you keep it? Because oftentimes we can get there, but we couldn't keep it. And I figured for 40 years I had done that, so I consider myself to be expert at that. But this whole TV thing took off, and it took off because I hired a PR agent out of Denver that said that they could get me on bigger stages with a mic in my hand. And she started booking me on TV and radio, and they loved me. And then it all happened.
Well, what's not to love? You're so outgoing. And I don't know, there's just really something in your voice that's very appealing. So what was your reaction when you started to have that early success?
I don't know if it was early success. So I got to tell a little story because I think this is so funny, because I'm 64 years old and I'm really operating in what we would consider to be a millennial space, right? I got millennial children. That's cool. They can help me to understand. So the way it all happened is that I live in Dallas, Texas. Somebody in Chicago told somebody in Atlanta that I would make a great talk show host. I had never been a talk show host in my life. And so they called me up and said, we have one Roku channel left. And we heard that you make a great talk show host. And that's what we need. And I was like, really? I was like, well, I'm a praying woman. I'm going to pray about it. And so I called them 2 days later and said, I'm going to buy it. And I can still hear my daughter going, mommy, you're an entrepreneur and you're going to be broke. You're going to spend all your money from where you got your severance pay. And I was like, but I have to buy it. So I bought it. But this is what's so funny, Susie. I bought the Roku channel and then I didn't know how to look at it. I was like, well, so what do I do? Do I log in somewhere? How do I see it? Do I go and find it on a channel. I knew nothing. And then I figured out, girl, you got to go get a Roku box and buy it. It's $39 and hook it up to your TV. Then I could see TV. So that's how it really happened.
Well, it's funny. When I said early success, you questioned me on it. And when I was thinking early success, I wasn't thinking about your age. I was thinking about the time from when you got laid off to when you started to move very carefully and humbly into the space. And people reacted to you right away. The way you described that, you know, buzz that was going on, somebody here and then somebody there. I mean, that seems relatively quick.
It was quick. It happened quick. I mean, I'd only been out as an entrepreneur about 18 months.
Wow.
When it happened. And I didn't know what to do with it. So it did happen very quickly, and it happened on a happenstance. Somebody told somebody about me, and I took a risk. One of the things that I talk about, Susie, is that if you don't believe that you're the most valuable asset, you are the commodity, the true commodity and the resource. And so for me, I decided I was going to take a bet on myself. Now, I don't know anything about streaming TV, but I'm going to roll the dice on me because I believe I have something special inside of me that I could really take this and make a difference.
But it's so, I think it's just shocking what you're doing. I was going to say funny, but it's more than funny. Like, you didn't know anything about Roku. You didn't know anything about being a talk show host. You don't know anything really about streaming TV and how you can make a business out of it. And still you're taking a risk. Are you a risk taker? Like, if you look back on your career, is this something new or is this something you've always been up to?
Well, you know what? I'd like to say that I've always kind of lived on the edge. I'm an edge liver. That's where I live. I live on the edge. And I live by a different philosophy. Even when I was in corporate, you know, a lot of people would like to talk about, oh, I live outside the box. And, you know, this is how I do it. And I challenge people to go try living your life without a box altogether. And so I live my life. I've always lived my life without a box because to me, there's no limitations. And by the way, I don't want to be tempted by just living outside the box and being able to jump back in it. If I'm going to go for it, I'm going to put everything, my best foot forward, and I'm going to see what I can do with it. And that's what happened with TV. Put my best foot forward, see what I can do.
Oh my gosh, Sandra, that is so interesting. I have to say, I'm really fascinated about how entrepreneurs make decisions. How they make a decision to start something, how they make a decision to stop something. So I'm just wondering, when you reflect back on your life and your personality, was there anything, any signs that pointed to you interviewing people or that you, I don't know, being on a stage or having a microphone or making speeches, anything like that?
Absolutely. So I'm going to talk about it and I'll call out the name. I'm proud that my first corporate career was with Intel for 25 years. And I have to tell you what happened to me that made me go, I'm going to really hone in on this craft. I went to a presentation class and we all had to pick something out of the box that we were going to present on impromptu. And I chose abstract art. And I was like, oh my gosh, I got to get up in front of this this group of people and talk about abstract art. And at that time, girl, I was young and I didn't even have a piece of abstract art. So I was like, I don't even know what I'm talking about, but it's got to be something all over the board that you really can't figure out. So I got up there and I presented, but I was uncomfortable. And I know what people feel when your hands and your palms are sweaty and your heart is racing. And I made it a part of my journey that I would get over being afraid to speak in front of people. And that's how I became a motivational speaker. I honed in on that and I looked at, I'm gonna tell you who my mentor was. Les Brown was my mentor. I watched him and how he moved and how he told stories and then put that all together. And then later on, Lisa Nichols. And so I really learned how to do that very well. So that really is the first inkling that I like to be up in front of people with a mic in my hand. That's really what warms my spirit. But God said a mic around my neck. So that's what I do today.
I'm a firm believer that we're all on the right path. We just don't know it. You know, when we feel confused, when we get a layoff, when we feel like something has to change, we don't know what, this belief that we're on the right path can really change everything for you versus I have to ditch everything and start fresh and go in this new direction, right? Yeah. So that's why I was just, thank you for sharing that. I was just fascinated with where these little hints and whispers come from. So then what is going on with revenue streams on TV?
Well, I tell you what, streaming TV actually leveled the playing field for business entrepreneurs. There would be no way in the world that you could be on what we call the big three, right? And have your own TV show. You could produce it, you could direct it, you could star in it. There'd be no way of that. But streaming leveled the playing field that now we can enter into streaming. Now, here's what is so wonderful. When we talk about all the streams of income, think about sponsorship. You know, looking at who your avatar is and getting a sponsor for your show. You could have commercial ads. Like every season we film has anywhere from 18 to 20 commercial spots. And if you sold those for just say $10,000, how much money is that? That is $180,000. So you start looking at how much money you really could make. Those are two streams. And then there's what? Pay-per-view. That's another stream of income. There's TV rental. That's another stream of income. Okay, that's not all. And then you got to think about that you also can do residual revenue with this thing called BizTizement that we've created, where you can do your elevator pitch and then upload it to us and we'll stream it on TV with a QR code that goes to your link. And it's residual income for the producer. And then last but not least, why shouldn't you be charging someone to be able to be featured on TV for a year minimum and give them a full promotion on social media and cross promote their content and their interview? And so there's at least 5-6 streams of revenue on TV that we're leaving behind.
It's so interesting. Even the language you used when you were just beginning to tell me what you were up to, you said you bought it. So you bought a channel. Can you explain what that is? Because I am very, I just, like I said, I don't really know what you're talking about. This is fascinating.
I actually bought a channel and then hired a developer to develop the channel, because you can buy, say, okay, I'm going to buy a channel, but you need somebody to develop that channel. And so I bought the channel, and I have to tell you this because there's no other way but to tell the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth. The first people that I bought my first Roku channel from, they developed it. It wasn't developed all that great. But guess what? They went out of business. Now, I could have picked up my jacks and my ball and went home and just did the things that I normally do. But prior to them going out of business, I got picked up by Comcast Cable. So I stayed in the game. And then I got picked up by all of these other networks. But at the end of the day, you have to have a developer that can develop your channel so that you can load content and stream it out to Roku, Amazon, and Apple.
Now, when you say develop, is that like a computer thing, or are you developing shows? Like, what are you doing?
You're actually developing, for lack of a better term, an app, a downloadable app on TV. So just like you add a channel on your Roku or Amazon device today, your channel can then be added, and then all of your content will be populated in at someone's home. So, yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's fascinating. And Zandra, I have to say, you used Jax as a reference just now, and that just tickled me to no end. I loved Jax. You made a Jax reference. Nobody's ever made a Jax reference except me on any of my episodes. Did you love playing Jax too?
Girl, I love playing Jax. Why? Okay, you have to remember, I'm 5 feet tall. That's all.
Hey, I'm only 4'10", Zandra.
Okay, we the same size. So, you know, little girls can do really play Jax good because we got short arms, but yet we got this lean in, and I was good at it. I mean, I was better at that than playing softball per se, because I just wasn't tall enough, but I was a short girl, you know, and I love Jax, and I was good at it, girl. I could do the round the world, and, you know, I could do them all. I was good at playing Jax, So yeah, I'm a Jackson girl.
if I ever come anywhere near you, we are absolutely going to play some jacks. Will you sit down and play some jacks with me?
Yes, we are.
I would love that. Oh my gosh. Those were some good years, those jacks playing years.
You better know it.
Okay. Well, what you're saying is so interesting, and it really is something new to me. And I have a feeling that many people listening have never appreciated this possibility at all. So what does somebody do if they're interested in this? Like, do you do research? Do you just get help immediately and call you? Like, what do we do?
Just go to beonztv.com, beonztv.com, and schedule a discovery call. Now, thus far, you know, we have an academy. So we teach you what you need to know in TV, because this is not something that you think you know. I told you I was in the wilderness, girl, for 16 months going like, what do I do with this thing? I didn't even know. So I thought that I had been in the wilderness for so long that my gift back was to teach other entrepreneurs how to become a producer and how to make money on TV. Since I had learned it, I learned a lot of it, some the hard way, some because I got introduced to people that really gave me key information that really helped me. But I had to be honest with you, you know, I didn't really start soaring until 2020 when the pandemic happened. So yeah, that's when we really took off and won our first international award for TV. Yeah.
That's amazing to me. You're so interesting, I have to say. All right. So the other part of this podcast is talking about midlife issues and how they can rear their ugly head and create havoc and make it more difficult to live our lives the way we want and to certainly run our businesses the way we want. So can you tell me a little bit about how midlife has these classic midlife issues have come up for you?
You know, there's so many, but yeah. I'll take a few. So one of the things that I really didn't anticipate, even though I'm the baby of a family, I didn't anticipate that my entire immediate family would pass away and leave me as the sole survivor of my immediate family. And so midlife, here I am with no aunties, uncles, no mother, father, no brother, sister, my grandchildren's grandfather passed away 9 years ago. So I never anticipated that in my journey as I was building this. And it's something about not being able, like my sister and I were so close, being able to just call her up and go, girl, guess what happened? And then she would go, I know you got it. You know, she would like be cheering me on. And so I don't have a cheering section, really. I mean, you know, I got few people on my front row. I always tell people we should be evaluating who's on our front row anyways. I got few people on my front row and a lot of people in midsection all the way to the back row. That's not who you're going to, you know, share your closest, secrets with. So that's one. And then the second thing being midlife and single, I never saw myself owning a business such as this. It's really mega. And being single at 64 years old and not having a mate or someone to even discuss this with or come home to or eat dinner with or all of those things. I didn't expect that.
Wow. You know, I'm trying to process what you've said and what that transition must have been like. So how many years had gone by with people passing?
My sister was most recent 5 years ago. And then prior to her was my mother and my father, and my brother was the first to pass away. He passed at age 30 of leukemia and left two children behind and a wife. And so that was devastating to my family. And then all of my aunts and uncles are just gone, you know, just one after the other. But I think the most devastating thing was 9 years ago to have my grandchildren become grandfatherless. And I just didn't see that coming either, because he was a young man. He was only 57 years old. So that was a shock to me. And so now I have a lot of responsibility, not just to build a company, but also to pass on our legacy and our history to my grandchildren.
Yeah, that is a lot. And when you think about it, you're the matriarch, and it's not like an official baton got passed to you. It just was a series of very painful losses. It seemed like they were coming.
It passed. It got thrown at me. Like, you know, it's different when somebody gently passes you the baton when you're in a race, but when somebody just like whirls it and throws it to you and you're like, I got to catch it and I can't let nothing drop. And so that's the feeling that I have. Like, I can't let nothing drop. So I'm holding on to this baton and at the same time building a major, major network. We just built another portion of a network. So now we have two channels and, you know, it's just, it's kind of crazy.
Wow. So you said that the identity piece of it, that you never imagined that this would be your life at this age. You talked about not having the support of people like your most trusted family.
Yeah.
And then this pressure to be successful and pass a legacy, both professionally and personally, to make sure that you, as the keeper of the family history, pass it all along. Well, those are a lot of midlife issues there, all wrapped up. Wow.
Well, it is plenty. And, you know, but by the same token, I kind of want to flip it just a tad bit because I can't help myself. As I live in a world that says, the best is yet to come. And that even though it is my midlife situation, the best is yet to come. And so every day I look forward to the best coming. And so I think when you live in that space, you become magnetic and you draw the best. And so I've drawn the best people around me and I run my company like a family. And when you ain't got it, you build it. Like if you don't have it, it is up to you to go build it and the people will come. And so I treat my company like a family.
Oh my gosh. Thanks for sharing that. Because I was just going to ask you that question. What are you doing to build what you crave?
Yeah. And through my company.
Yeah, exactly. And we were talking a little bit just before we started the interview that both of us had a lot of loss. And it really does make you appreciate the gift of aging because not everybody has the opportunity to age.
Oh, absolutely. I just told you my brother died at age 30. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so here I am, you know, one of the things that I did is I said, I've defied the odds. You know, I took everybody at the age that they, you know, expired. And I said, okay, let's take that and divide it and see if the average. So I have achieved to go above the average of my immediate family members. So I know that I'm here and I know that I have a big mission on my life and I'm equipped to do it. I'm in great health. I mean, and I'm positive about what's going on in my life and what I'm doing for my family.
That's so beautiful. Now, tell me, what have you noticed about being an older woman as an entrepreneur? Have you noticed positive, negative things about being where you're at in your life right now?
I don't know. You know, it's a positive, negative thing. So first of all, I thank God that I look halfway decent for 64. So
you look more than halfway decent. You're beautiful.
You know what I'm saying? I kind of, you know, kept it together. But I think that there's a lot of judgment. I mean, I do believe that there's still a lot of judgment out there. You know, like when I say I'm 64 and then people go, oh my God, I want to be like you. I want to rub off on you. But is that what they're really saying? Or what are they saying? You know, you have to kind of question what people are saying. So I think, I don't know. It's just quite interesting to be this age. I guess I have to say I never saw my life like this. I never saw myself at 64 with a life like this, that I'm going to award ceremonies and I'm being awarded with Trailblazer Awards and this and that. I never saw that for myself. I saw myself being something fabulous on earth, but I didn't see this. And so just learning how to sit in it and walk in it and be powerful in it. And regardless of age, you know, you have everything you need inside of you and you have to be willing to really tap in.
Yeah, that makes sense. So you've really become someone that you love, but that you didn't even imagine.
That's it.
It would be part of your life.
Yeah,
that's really interesting. I guess the other thing you were mentioning is something I've noticed too, that a lot of people think they're okay with aging, but they're not. And the negative thoughts and mindset about aging are everywhere. And you started off by using that quote that's part of our culture, is the best of yet is yet to come. But I find when I press a little and ask some questions, most people, I don't know about most, many people do not really believe that the best is yet to come.
Yeah, you know, that has to do with mindset though, right? And so there are things that you just need to get ready for. So I'm going to give you like the backstory of me and my girlfriend having a talk, right? We'll call up a girl, I didn't realize, you know, that it was, you know, getting out of bed ain't like it used to. You just don't jump out of bed. You got to sit on the side of the bed, wait a few minutes and then get up. I mean, so we talk about those things. Those are the things that you don't think about or experience. And then, you know, it's just you gotta, you know, have the mindset that you have a lot to offer. A lot of times people that are in my age bracket feel like that they're all washed up and there's nothing more to offer. And, you know, I'm not a X or a Gen, or I'm not everything is built around them, but you have to find your space in time. And so to me, I just found my space and time in this and said, I know that I'm a seasoned girl, but you know what? I have the deeds. One of the things that we have that nobody else has when we're at this age is we have wisdom.
Oh yeah.
And we have knowledge. And if you take and repurpose that wisdom and knowledge, you can be effective even in a society as it is today.
Oh yeah. Especially. I agree about the wisdom.
Yeah.
We're not just older. We definitely are wiser. There's no question about it.
Yeah.
So what would you say you're focusing on right now in your business and your life? What are your main areas of focus?
Girl, I'm in that gym. Keep this body together. You know, I maybe one day I'll get married. I don't know. I'm keeping my body together. Being healthy is very important to me. And so, you know, eating right, going to the gym, taking care of myself, taking care of my skin, you know, all that. So all the self-care, I'm down with it, right? I need a massage. All the self-care items is my focus. But I also am very focused on building out the next evolution of what this is, right? What Zandra TV is. And so all of my energy is going to build out the next evolution to the tune of, I had already had another name for another network. And so we'll be sunrising that network in 2024. So, you know, to have three different networks running on TV is going to be pretty awesome. And then we are now taking on movies and documentaries. And we are doing that not only on TV, but also in theaters. So I'm pretty excited about that.
Wow. You really are a trailblazer. Tell me about this award that you won.
So awesome. You know, I'm going to give a shout out. Shout out to LinkedIn. I think LinkedIn is a great, you know, platform for entrepreneurs. I post a lot, you know, and so people see me. I mean, that's kind of the point. They see me. But there was a woman who is the executive director of a STEAM program that wanted to change the M in STEAM to media. And so her name is Kelly Flowers, and she is an amazing woman. That's on the move. She was a corporate woman, came out of corporate, and all she wants to do is give back to children and build an environment where they get to experience things. So she had been seeing my posts. So she reached out to me. And she's, her and I are very much alike. A closed mouth don't get fed. So to me, I just, you're either going to tell me yes or no. Nah, you know, it ain't no in between. It's either yes or no. Or maybe later. So she reached out to me and said, Zandra, I'm wondering, would you be willing to train three high school girls on how on media? And I said, immediate yes. I didn't have to think about it. I didn't get paid for it. I gave up my Saturdays to do it because I believe that the most rewarding experience for an entrepreneur is to give back to the next generation.
Yes.
And so I taught them how to do a talk show as they were building a tiny house with an architectural firm. And so it ran on my TV. It's still on TV. So if you want to go out there and look, you'll see the Playful Designers. Actually, one, they did a marketing process as well. So the person that had the most views won an interview with me in the studio and full makeup and behind the scenes photos and all of that. But that's what it was for. And so she awarded me for, it's the first year ever, a Trailblazer Award because I took something and really developed it and then put it on streaming TV nationally.
Oh my gosh. Zandra's not having any fun at work, I have to say.
Every day is fun. This is the day. Every day is fun.
So good. Zandra, I know you're inspiring people right now on the podcast. So how can people best get in touch with you? Can you please share that again?
Yeah, go to beonztv.com. That's beonztv.com and schedule your discovery call. Or better yet, just click on the button at the top. I've got a little area at the top that is why streaming matters. It's the first Wednesday of every month. Register for that and come learn about streaming TV and how you need to have streaming as a part of your digital strategy, or you're already getting left behind. And so love to see you.
Oh my gosh, Zandra. Okay. You're amazing. I've had so much fun getting to know you and just learning something new. Like, you really shared something that I didn't think was possible for people like me, like smaller businesses. Even you don't need to be a massive business to have access to this, which is really what I'm hearing. So thank you so much for sharing everything and coming on the show.
Oh, thank you for having me. I've enjoyed every moment, Susie. It's been great.
Oh, so good. Okay, so that is it for now. If you are listening and loving what you hear, please like and subscribe. Reviews are great too and much appreciated. And if you're a woman in the middle who's 50 or over and an entrepreneur and would also like to come on the show, please go to www.midlifeinterviews.com and fill out an application. We'd love to have you on to share your story. Thanks so much for listening. It's never too late for you to put yourself on your agenda. I'm Susie Rosenstein, and I'll talk to you again soon. Now, real quick before we say goodbye, if you are connecting with the show, I'd love to invite you to a happiness breakthrough coaching session. It's my laser-focused coaching call that will help you get clear about what's getting in your way as a woman in the middle entrepreneur and confident about your next steps to more happiness in your next chapter. Head over to www.nextchapterbreakthrough.com. Talk to you soon.